Well, they voted on quite a substantial package of reforms, really. If you'd told anyone 3 months ago that they'd vote to declare full details of all their outside jobs, kind of how much they earn for their directorships, how many hours they earn, if they'd voted to pay all receipts, if they'd voted to clamp down on the money that London MPs can earn, and if they'd voted to change the way they employ their staff in the House of Commons, people would have been surprised by that. So there are quite a substantial number of changes, but what they haven't done is address the thing that is at the core of all the unhappiness and controversy about their expenses, which is this additional cost allowance, as it's called, or the second home allowance, the £24,000 a year they can get for their second homes and bath plugs and kitchens and all the rest of it. On that, they've basically shelved it until the Committee on Standards and Public Life comes out with a plan.
Why didn't they just allow the committee to decide on everything else?
Well, I think for Gordon Brown it's become a status issue. He made this kind of bold YouTube announcement last week when he said, look, we've got to deal with it now. And his plans started to unravel pretty quickly. And there was the thrust of the debate, it was a long and at times quite passionate debate, and where they were kind of dealing with all sorts of issues. But the key dividing line in the House was between those MPs who were saying, look, we've this outside body, it's started an inquiry, it's daft to try and preempt it, and others who said, well, let's come up with interim proposals. It was difficult for the government and for Labour, with the Prime Minister having sort of nailed his colours to the mask on getting quick reform, to then turn around and say, well, actually, we made a bit of a mistake, it would make more sense to put it off. So there would have been a huge loss of face for Gordon Brown if he had simply said, let's shelve all this and wait and see what the committee comes up with.
So all in all, not a great week for Gordon Brown.
It hasn't been a great week, and the Gurkhas was probably a much more significant defeat than this one, because that showed him sort of clearly on the wrong side of public opinion. He kind of lost a big vote in the House of Commons. He's going to have to come up with alternative plans, which he was telling us in the House of Commons yesterday could cost over £1 billion or so. This he will be able to say, well, look, I've nudged the debate on a bit, I've made some progress, which is true, but he wanted to be able to bury the MP's expenses issue as a great sleaze controversy which was damaging in the government before July, when these 4 million odd expenses get published. What he's done today hasn't buried that issue, so it's not a great day for him.